You're listening to the Bake and Bite podcast. Everything that has to do with baking. Bake and Bite podcast. We bake and bite.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Bake and Bite podcast episode 3. I know you enjoyed our first episode and our second episode. The first episode, which talks about the introduction to the podcast. The second episode, where we gave you a healthy recipe on apple ginger pie. Today, on the third episode, we are going to discuss or talk about uncommon pastries in Ghana. Uncommon pastries in Ghana. My name is Nana Ofosuhene, and I'm sure you just can't wait and learn something new today. I'm here with Mr. Joel Kwanza and Miss Faustina Afrakuma from the Labadi Royal Beach Hotel cafeteria section. We are going to take us on the journey of learning uncommon pastry. So to get the ball rolling, welcome, lady and gentleman.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so what do you guys have for us?
Oh, please let the lady go first. I mean, ladies first, so let her go first.
All right.
Why should I go first?
Hey, you need to go first.
That is nothing. You should just start.
Yes. Oh, ma'am. You are my chief chef.
So okay.
Before I'd assistant chef comes.
That's fine. Okay, so for seeing
me. Yes, please.
It's good to hear from you again.
It's good to see you too.
Yeah, it's good to see you too as well.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
Okay. So talk to us. What do you have for us today?
So we don't talk about pastries, which are not common in Ghana.
Okay.
Okay, so we want to talk about macarons and strudels.
Macarons and strudels. Okay.
Very difficult to pronounce, I tell you.
Okay.
You have to be careful.
Mm.
Yeah. So we'll take you through the preparation of macarons and strudels today.
So which one are you taking?
Yeah, I'm not doing it alone. I'm here with Joel.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes, Honorable Joel is here to help.
Yeah.
Sure. So let's start with macarons. What do
you think? Yeah, you should start with macarons.
Macarons, before strudels, right?
Yeah. But before that, remember that the macarons, it's a French delicacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Macarons make a very special treat with careful seeing it.
Okay.
So I know I'll be glad if you just try. Joel can prepare macarons.
Yes. Interesting.
He's a very good chef, right? So that's why we are here to pick our listeners.
Of course.
Yes. So in preparing macarons, you need certain ingredients. Joel, please, can you help?
You need powdered sugar. You also need plain flour.
Yeah.
I hope flour is common.
Very common.
And then you need eggs too. Yeah. And then vanilla syrup.
Vanilla syrup.
Yeah. You need food color gel. Please, it's not the bathing gel. You also need vinegar. You'll be needing almond.
Yeah. So as you all said, you need powdered flour.
Okay.
You need sugar. You need almond. You need vinegar. We need eggs. We need vanilla syrup, and we need our food color gel. So basically, you know what to do with your ingredients once you have them. You can't just enter the kitchen and put them together. But you know, sometimes it works, right?
Yeah.
When you do not know how to prepare a particular dish, but you just have the ingredients, combine them, and you have a meal in front of you.
Ooh.
Like, who has ever done that?
That's a new recipe, right?
It really works. You just put them together. You don't really know the actual steps, but you know I want to prepare jollof. But anyway, prepare it. In the long run, you have the food in front of you.
You have your jollof.
So with this, we have some processes here. We have stages you can go through to arrive at preparing your macarons. So to begin, you have to sieve your powdered ingredients, your flour and your sugar. You have to put them together and sieve them very well to avoid lumps. I have your sebebin we now bawo pastry thing, so you have to sieve them very well.
Okay, so after that, you need to beat your eggs into a bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to do this. And also remember to separate the egg, the white one from the yolk. You stir the egg.
How many eggs do we need in this process?
About 8 of them.
8?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, move on.
So you stir the white egg, rather, to a high speed until stiff peak.
High speed, just over bottom, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah. After you stir your egg to a high speed, and then you add 10 grams of white sugar, and then you stir it until it achieves stiff peak again.
What does it mean?
Oh, so the stiff peak means the egg will become thick.
Very thick.
Yeah, very, very thick.
Of course. Okay, let's move on.
So after stirring the mixture thoroughly, as Joel said, it's very difficult working with flour. For me,
yes.
Have you ever worked with flour before?
Honestly, I don't like going to the kitchen.
You don't like going to the kitchen?
Yes.
So you're the man who makes
women suffer. I like it best when it is served.
You like it best when it is served.
Served and hot. That's what I'm here to learn. So
you're here to learn.
Yes. Of course.
Oh, really?
Take my word.
Okay. After attaining the stiff pig, you'd have to divide the ingredients into different portions. Okay. It's very difficult working with flour. You can't kill yourself, you can't stress yourself because of a mere pastry.
Sure.
So make sure to get enough bowls with you, then divide the mixture in front of you into, let's say, portions.
Okay.
So for all of you, will be fine. So it becomes very easier, just as you prepare porridge or something, because you can't have the whole mixture in front of you and suffer. So after dividing them into portions, you can add the color and your almond extract, which is very good for your health.
Okay.
Yeah. So you continue folding until you meet the ribbon stage. You continue folding until you meet the ribbon stage. So when I say the ribbon stage, it's basically how you want the final pastry to be like. So if I want it to be a trapezium, what I want it to look like, a cube, however you want it, in the form of a kite, make sure you get the various
process right.
You need to make sure your recipes can be piped immediately after you mix it. You need to pipe it because macarons cannot rest when exposed to the air.
So that's the reason.
Waste time, because you'd allow the whole mixture to settle for about 3 to 4 hours depending on the humidity before you can bake it.
Yeah.
So it wastes time.
So the macaron can be termed as a time consumer.
Very. Yeah. It's bad. It's that bad. Yeah. So I know an impatient person like you can't try that out. After allowing it to rest without exposing it to air, then you have to tap it 3 times to make the air bubble visible. So you try to pop out the air bubble using a needle or toothpick.
Okay.
Who need toothpick or her? Use your nails.
A clean one, of course.
That's fine. Then as I said earlier, you allow it to dry. So you press the center of the macaron. If it's totally dry, it will be a little hard and resistant, not soft. So you need to press it very well.
Then you need to bake it in 130 degrees for about 17 minutes.
17 minutes?
Yeah, for about 17 minutes.
Okay.
And then after, you allow it to cool down for 3 hours before taking it into the mat.
So after the 3 or 4 hours, then you have to wait for another 17 minutes. That is why it is uncommon.
No, you have to wait so 3 hours for it to cool down.
Okay.
Yeah, for it to cool down.
I'm allowing the mixture to settle for 3 to 4 hours. Then you have to bake it for 17 minutes again and allow the whole pastry to settle for 3 hours again before you can eat it.
Are macarons expensive?
As per the ingredients here, I think it's only vinegar which is expensive. The others are okay.
Okay, so let's move on.
So don't talk about the benefits.
The health benefits?
Yeah, we don't talk about the benefits.
Okay, with the benefits, I think macarons are a quick source of energy. And it also gives us nutrition due to the presence of the sugar and then the white egg.
Okay.
Yeah.
To add up to what he just said, to my ladies out there, they always say the way to a man's heart is through his
stomach. Okay?
So if you are with him and I know he doesn't know what to do again, he's fed up. This is just a secret.
Yeah, you can try macarons.
You can just try it. Yeah. Just be with him with food this time around and let's see.
Okay, so far so good. We are done with macaron. I'm sure most of you are just surprised as I am. 3 to 4 hours, 17 minutes, 3 to 4 hours, macarons back up there. So we are now moving on to the strudels. So, strudels, guys, let's hear from you.
Strudels?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, and what is that? Strudels. They are the two, we'll just say what we have to see. Okay, so there are types of strudels, okay? Yeah, so we have the plum strudel.
We have the poppy seed.
We have the apricot strudel. We have the peach. Yeah, we have the peach strudel.
Okay, okay. And then the apple strudel.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that is very, very nice.
First of all, what is strudel? Can you guys just throw light on it so that we can know what we are consuming into our body?
So I think with this strudel, it's as common as compared to the macaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's something we eat, but we don't know it's called strudel. It's very funny enough. You see, we have this pastry which comes in layers. So we have it has a circular shape with a filling inside. It could be cream or something. It's very nice. Not in the form of a cupcake, but it's a type of layered pastry with filling, and it's very sweet, okay? You can just try, it's very, very sweet. Yeah. So preparing strudel, I don't know, but as I said earlier, it comes in varieties. We can't talk about everything. And I think the easiest one here is the apple strudel. So I'll be taking you through how to prepare apple strudel. It's easy getting apple. So we'd want to try this as you are listening. Even if you have an apple with you and the other ingredients, just go into
combine
your kitchen.
Something and do something.
Just try.
Do the magic.
Do the magic.
So I'll take you through the ingredients that will be needed for your strudel. For your apple strudel. So first of all, you need to get your apple. It's very necessary. And then cinnamon powder.
So
I hope you've heard of cinnamon powder.
Do you even know what cinnamon is?
Of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't want to put him on the spot.
Don't put me on the spot. Let's move on.
This one too, you need your egg. But this one, you wouldn't need your white sugar, but with this, you need brown sugar. It goes with brown sugar.
So we'll need raisins too. Yeah, so with the raisins, we learned they are dried grapes. Dried grapes, grapes are our dried grapes. Then going for cream cheese, then going for vanilla essence too. So we'd want to go over the ingredients again.
So you'll be needing your apple, cinnamon powder, eggs. You'll be needing your brown sugar too. And then
you need the raisins, you need your cream cheese,
and then vanilla essence.
Okay, so let's move on to the steps in preparing strudels.
So with the steps, first of all, you peel your apple and then chop it into pieces, into a bowl.
So you just wash them nicely and chop them or cut them into pieces.
Then after that, put your pan on fire to achieve a medium heat. And then you add your chopped apples. And then at this stage, you can add your brown sugar too. And then a pinch of salt. You stir it well to mix it.
So Joel spoke about adding your salt and brown sugar, right? So after that, you add your cinnamon powder, which I'm here to show for singing what cinnamon is. And you make sure you mix it very well. So after, you can add your raisins, which is the dried grapes. Then you allow the whole thing to cook for 3 to 4 minutes. So it's something quick for lazy people like myself. So if you think you're lazy, within 3 to 4 minutes, you'd have something served. It'll be ready. So you leave it for just 3 to 4 minutes. And once it becomes soft, that's all. Just turn off the heat. Then strain the apple filling. Then reserve the syrup. You use it in the latter steps. So moving forward, just put the cream cheese into a bowl. Then add one yolk, just a single yolk. 1 tablespoon of vanilla essence, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar. Then you stir until creamy. So that's basically what you would have to go through in making strudels.
So with the step 3, making of our strudels, unfolding the puff pastry, and then slightly roll the pastry sheet. Spoon the cream cheese filling length. So making of strudel, unfold the puff pastry, slightly roll the pastry sheet, and then after, spoon the cream cheese filling length wise down the center of the pastry. And then spoon the apple filling over it.
So after folding it into however you want it, and we spoke about you reserving the syrup, right? So you have to come and brush the syrup on your strudel after allowing it to bake for 10 to 15 minutes. Something that doesn't waste time like a macaron. It doesn't waste time compared to the macarons. It's quite simple.
But with all this, you need to preheat your oven
to about 375 degree Fahrenheit. It's very necessary.
With the apple strudel, you eating it, you can normalize your functioning of your heat. And then the maintenance of your blood and then cholesterol level.
Okay, so far so good. Time will not permit us to add more. We've learned something today on the macarons and strudel, and you know that we had Miss Faustina Afrakuma and Joel Kwanza helping us with this education. Thank you so much for listening and downloading Bake and Bite Podcast. Bake and Bite Podcast comes your way each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Same time next week. We can't wait to hear from you from all our social media platforms on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Catch you same time. We are out.